This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful.
After Almighty God sent the angels to tell Mary just how special she was, peace be upon her, and how God has chosen her over all the women of the world, they said to her, Ya Maryam qunuti li rabbiki wasjudi urka'i ma'ar raki'in. O Mary, remain devout to your Lord and fall in prostration to him and bow to him along with those who bow. And so express your gratitude to this lofty station God has elevated you to through devotional worship. This is similar to Almighty God saying to the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in the Quran as well, Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar fasalli li rabbik. We have certainly given you such abundance. We have given you so much, so pray to your Lord. And so in Islam, devotional worship is an expression of our humility and our love and our gratitude to Allah, the gift giver, the blesser, the grantor of everything that we have. And that is why in Islam also, devotional worship should exist on a daily basis. It is not seasonal. It is not seasonal wherein we give thanks at some point throughout the year. Rather, we live thanks by night and by day because God's blessings shower down upon us by night and by day. And so our recognition of that should be consistent as well. And devotional worship to God is about recognizing Him through veneration and ritual acts of worship, and also appreciating His blessings by dealing with them respectfully in terms of not wasting or otherwise. And only then and only through that can a person finally arrive at feeling this immense state of gratitude from the blessings that without God he would never have had, nor could he ever acquire, or she could acquire on their own. Finally, gratitude is instilled and inculcated into the Muslim mindset through the fact that it is reiterated throughout the Quran and throughout the prophetic tradition that our expressions through devotional worship, through appreciating and respecting the blessings, is not a form of repayment to God, because that would be impossible. In fact, these are just expressions to recognize this gratitude that God is deserved by us, whereas we can never fully repay Him. And that is why, for example, we find that Moses, peace be upon him, when speaking to God, it is said historically that he said, God, how can I ever repay you? How can I ever repay you? And the greatest deeds I can muster, the expressions of gratitude, they can never compare with the least of the blessings you've ever granted. And so God revealed to him, O Moses, you recognizing that is thanking me. This is the idea, and this is also how appreciating God is. Likewise, David, peace and blessings be upon him, it is reported that he said, O God, how can I ever repay you and show you thanks, when being thankful to you is yet another blessing from you, meaning the guidance and to remember to thank you. Even that is a blessing that you granted me that I need to thank you again for. So God Almighty said to him, O David, you recognizing your inability to give thanks is in fact thanks. And so unless we devote ourselves to God while feeling that we have not repaid God, we will not be able to have that immensely pleasing feeling of gratitude inside of us that gives us a life that is pleasing to us, and most importantly, makes us pleasing in the eyes of the one who granted us life.